Good evening, Dr. Vikram.
Good evening.
Dr. Vikram, many males are suffering with this prostate problem.
Yeah.
What exactly this problem is?
Prostate gland is a very small gland in men.
Uh-huh.
It is surrounding the pipe which takes out the urine. The urethra which is coming from the kidneys to the outside,
uh-huh.
which is bringing the urine. There is a small gland which is covering that pipe.
Okay.
And most of the seminal fluid contains the secretions of this prostate gland. The semen is mainly containing this secretion from the prostate gland.
Okay.
So this is just to keep the media alkaline.
Oh.
So the secretion from the prostate, they keep the media alkaline whenever just to protect the sperm. So
right.
It is basically the prostate, the meaning of the prostate is a guard.
Okay.
So it is basically guarding the genetic material. It is saving the genetic material of a male from the acidic media of the female.
Okay.
In the female vagina and the female genital tract, the media is very acidic. So
okay.
To protect the sperms from getting killed.
Okay.
So the prostatic secretions are there.
Uh-huh.
It is a very important organ.
Okay.
And it is around the urethra.
Okay.
Around the pipe. It goes from inside
uh-huh.
the prostate. But in elderly men above 55 or 60,
uh-huh.
this prostate starts to enlarge and starts putting pressure on the urethra.
Okay.
Pipe. And that gives a lot of problem to the men. The main symptoms of prostatic enlargement
mm-hmm.
are that the stream is not regular.
Okay.
There is pressure, there is a burning of urine, there is the stream is not so strong. So
okay.
There is a interruption in the urine.
Okay.
But there is one cannot go and pass out the urine very easily.
Okay.
So these are the main symptoms.
So Dr. Vikram, is there any particular cause or this is just due to aging only?
Due to aging only, mainly this
okay.
prostatic enlargement is there. It is usually benign.
Uh-huh.
Most of the time the prostate enlarges benign, not cancerous. It is
okay.
called benign prostatic hypertrophy.
Okay.
So BPH is sometimes the name given to this problem.
Right.
But sometimes it can be cancerous also. In rare cases,
mm-hmm.
some patients BPH can be cancerous. It turns into most of the cancers are in the peripheral zone of the prostate, outside zone of the prostate gland.
Okay.
So the PSA, there are PSA marker is there. There is a test. It's a prostate specific antigen. This
okay.
test is taken from the blood. This is conducted from the blood.
Okay.
And this test indicates whether the it is going towards cancer or it's normal, it's benign.
Okay.
So, there are certain Ayurvedic remedies.
Yeah, that's a part where we want to have information
yeah.
and treatment.
So, there are certainly so many Ayurvedic medicines which are giving wonderful results in prostatic enlargement. Even if it is benign, even if it is cancerous.
Okay.
In prostate cancers, we have certain specific herbs. And in benign prostatic hypertrophy, we have certain set of herbs. So I use a mixture of both of them.
Okay.
Mainly, there is a Kachnar Gugul.
Mm-hmm.
Kachnar is a Bohinia variegata. This is a tree.
Okay.
Bark is used to make the medicine. So it is anti-cancer medicine, anti-growth, anti-tumor.
Mm-hmm.
properties it is having. There is a tree growing there, Kachnar tree.
Okay.
I'll show you
okay.
some other day.
Mm-hmm.
And Kachnar Gugulu I use for prostatic enlargement.
Okay.
I use curcumin for enlarged prostate.
Okay.
Even for prostate cancer it is very good. I use Varuna is a wonderful herb to increase the urine flow.
Okay.
Whenever there is a hesitancy in the urination,
mm-hmm.
the Varuna is what we use in Ayurveda. So Varuna di Vatti I use for
okay.
this prostate. Gokshura is wonderful. Tribulus is a wonderful herb. The fruits of this tribulus we use for the tribulus power capsules are there.
Okay.
And I use the prostate care package, combination of 3-4 herbs.
So basically these herbs, they just reduce the size?
They shrink the prostate.
Okay.
They reduce the size of the prostate.
Okay.
They increase the flow of the urine.
And PSA level comes to
PSA
normal?
PSA level comes down.
Okay.
Even in prostatic cancers, we use some combinations.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly this prostate care package can be started.
Okay.
But I can add some more, one or two more herbs which are specific for cancers.
Okay.
So, this combination is what I recommend.
Okay. So generally, how many months one need to use this combination?
Should be used for 3 to 6 months.
Okay.
Sometimes 9 months also,
okay,
depending on patient. But the results which patients, they tell me within 15 days, they see very good results.
Okay.
15, 20 days, they say we are getting relief of the symptoms.
Okay, so only the medicines, Ayurvedic herbs are useful. There is nothing like that one can do some diet control or lifestyle changes to improve this condition?
Acidic diet in general should be avoided.
Okay.
Prostatic patients, in cancer patients, in mm-hmm. overall to maintain health,
mm-hmm.
our body is alkaline, so slightly alkaline. So acidic diet like alcohol, mm-hmm. non-veg diet,
okay,
too much proteins.
Okay.
And these,
so one have to change diet style
artificial
also.
Artificial food, packaged frozen food, this should be avoided.
Okay.
Try to consume as much natural as possible because this, our body is made by nature.
Okay.
Made
yeah.
by God.
Yeah.
So everything, anything which is made by nature, which is growing on trees, which is in the fields, should be consumed.
Thank you very much, Dr. Vikram, for sharing such a nice information.
Thanks.